Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Can everybody hear me? Everyone all right out there? I'm just doing a quick update. I'm leaving town. So when I saw this, it's exactly what I spoke about before, which was that give me a thumbs up if everyone can hear me first off. But I'm getting ready to leave town, and it's exactly what I said was going to happen. Many states are going to follow suit on this. And to me, this is just about muddying up the water. It's a last desperate attempt to get him out. And it's not going to work. First and foremost, it's not going to work. I got Biden's response here. It's just something for a distraction. What I believe, when you understand the grand scope of things, what's going on in this war, it's going to start to make sense. First, folks, get your trim with Nino. Trim with Nino when it comes to stubborn belly fat. We're all searching for a miracle pill, which may never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. It's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight products I've typically found on store shelves. Tens and thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. I'm one of them. Simply place your order now to get 51% off along with many other free bonuses. It's down there in the link below, folks. Start losing the belly fat. Start getting rid of it. I'm trying. I'm losing some weight. I'm losing some weight here. All right, folks, let's get into this. Lieutenant Governor urges California to follow Colorado's move to keep Trump off primary ballot. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kanasalauskas. Why do they have these names? Why do all of them have these names? Is urging California Secretary of State to explore every legal option to remove former President Mr. T. You know what I got to do on here? From California's 2024 presidential primary ballot. The request follows Colorado's Supreme Court ruling Tuesday, which ordered the former president's name to be excluded from the state's Republican presidential primary ballot. I said in my last program, many states are going to be following suit on this. Like dominoes. And all it's going to do, and I'm going to say it right here, all this is really going to do is add another 5, 10, 15, 20 points to Mr. T. That's all this is going to do. And piss off a lot of Americans. And that's what it's doing right now. Basically, they're telling you, oh, we the people? That don't matter. It's we the establishment. It's us the corporation. So that's what's really going on here. They're terrified. They are terrified of this man. So, first, you got to understand, don't fall for the good, and I'm going to say this, and this right here is my opinion. I'm not falling for the good cop, bad cop stuff with Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm not falling for it. I look at him and I go, okay, you're a cheerleader, sounds good. Just a different method, just another avenue to the same place, okay? It's just, to me, it's just good cop, bad cop. What they're trying to do, I believe, with everything that's happening in Iowa and New Hampshire, is maneuvering old Ronnie DeSantis. That's what they're trying to do, okay? And someone put in here, yeah, Supreme Court better get on this ASAP. So that's the thing to me. How long will this take? It needs to be appealed, in which I believe it has just been, I think Mr. T is working on that if he hasn't already done it. I think they gave a date that it must be appealed on. Colorado did. But now I'm pretty positive knowing Gavin Newsom is going to run in the state of California. I'm sure they're not going to have a problem with California following suit. So I expect this to come. I expect more to come, many more to come. The drama is just beginning. It's just beginning, folks. Get used to it. And my concern here is this. Are they just trying to muddy up the water enough to get enough states on board that they finally just say, you know what? The establishment says, we're going to give it to DeSantis. And it's a flash bang. How many pissed off Americans will there be then? This to me, and depending how long it takes to get to the Supreme Court, could they just say, you know, this guy just has, and just hear me out. Could they say, and I'll talk to some guests about this, and I'll try to clear it up for everybody. Could they say, you know, he's just got too much dirt on him. There's charges on him. He's just not our guy. We're going to go ahead and give it to someone who's clean as a whistle, who we're going to put on a pedestal, DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know. But I think they might be able to kick the can down the road and just keep packing on these states to where they finally just say, too much is going on with this guy. Let's give it to someone else. Do I make sense? Do I make sense here? Give me a thumbs up if I am making clear sense here on what this tactic could be. I don't know if you're going to be able to write it in. I think there was something said about that. But every time a state moves to do this or even talks about doing this, he's going to shoot up 5, 10, 15, 20 points every time there's even talk about this. So to me, this is going to be them shooting in their foot. And folks, this to me is going to lead to something bigger because they're pulling out all the stops. So what's next? What's last? What could be the last final move? Maybe pull the plug on everything? It sure does look like they're working towards that. I know they didn't expect him to stick around this long, and he has. And impending doom, folks, impending doom. So they're nervous, they're panicked, and they're desperate. Keep that in your mind. Everything you're watching right now are panic, desperate moves. It's the dead cat roll, the dead cat bounce, however you want to say it. But we're coming to the end here, and this is going to be an exciting, exciting year. 2024, the end game. All right, folks, I'm out. I'm taking off. I'll be doing some updates here and there. It was a quick video today, but give me your thoughts down below. And, folks, please like, share, and subscribe. And go to ninoscorner.tv. I have some amazing guests on there. I just had Josh from Decentralized Media. I'm going to have Juan Osavin on again. I'm going to have The Ghost. I'm going to have Benjamin Fulford and The General's Tent with Gene Decode. I'm going to put that up for everyone to see just to give you a taste of what's going on in the tent. I'm going to put that up on ninoscorner.tv so you can watch how people interact and how things go. It was an amazing General's Tent. They're all amazing. And, folks, that's where it's at, the one-stop. So, all right, folks, I'm out of here. This will be edited. My editor gets a hold of this, and this will clean it up. But if you want everything in its glory, go to ninoscorner.tv. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Later.